The following is an excerpt from Sri Jagdanand Pandit's Sri Prema Vivarta. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recites from Padma Puran, Swarga Khanda, Chapter 48, and cites the discussion between Narada Muni and Sanat Kumara. Mahaprabhu quotes Narada Muni. Sri Narada Muni said, Kete paradha vipendra namano bhagavatah kritah. Vinighnanti nranang krityang prakritang hai. Anayanti cha. Mahaprabhu paraphrases Narada's words, O Gurudeva Sanat Kumar, please enlighten me about the various offenses that can be committed against the holy name of the Lord. Chanting the holy name of the Lord is certainly the principal duty of the living entity. Please tell me about the offenses that rob the living entity of this chief duty. Offenses make one take to the chanting of the holy name as a mundane activity and make one waste this auspicious practice for trivial mundane results. Mahaprabhu quotes Sanat Kumar. Sri Sanat Kumar vacha. Satang ninda namnah param aparadham vitanyut. Yatah khyating yatang khatmyu sahte tad. Vigarham. Shivasya Shri. Visnorya iha guna. Namadi. Sakalang. Dhiya bhinnang pasyet sa khalu hari. Namahita. Karah. Mahaprabhu paraphrases Sanat Kumara's words, if you understand the 10 offenses unto the holy name individually, you shall be able to overcome them. This verse discusses 2 such offenses against the holy name. Avoid them and try to chant the holy name in an offenseless way. Criticizing sadhus, saints. Mahaprabhu continues, one whose sole shelter is the holy name of the Lord should be awarded the title sadhu, saint. Such a person is eligible to liberate the whole world. Such sadhus have rejected the paths comprising mundane fruitive activities, speculative knowledge and have instead taken to the chanting of the holy name in the spirit of pure devotion. Only such saintly people are eligible to propagate the holy name. Their criticism is intolerable to Krishna and his holy name. Anyone who criticizes such saintly people or considers them to be insignificant certainly commits a grave offense unto the holy name. Carefully avoid this offense and engage in devotional service on the strength of associating with such saintly people. The holy name and the possessor of the holy name are non-different. Vishnu, the embodiment of all auspiciousness, the Supreme Lord Hari is none other than Krishna, the enjoyer of Vrindavan, in his original transcendental form. His name, form, qualities and pastimes are all transcendental and are non-different from him. The holy name of the Lord and the Lord himself are one and the same transcendental truth. There is no equivalence of this within this material world. This pure knowledge can only be acquired on the strength of devotion, bhakti. The more one argues on this, the farther one is pushed from the truth. You can realize this auspicious truth by the unification of your sincere pure devotional practice and strength of the mercy of saints and the Guru, spiritual master. Until one realizes this truth, one cannot transcend his material consciousness. Until then, one chants the holy name but does not fully realize its true spiritual nature. He only engages in namabhasa chanting the holy name with offenses, and his devotional practice remains imperfect. Oh, brother! Only after a lot of endeavors, one gains the realization of his true spiritual identity. By chanting the holy name purely and offenselessly, one attains the intelligence to approach the ultimate goal, lotus feet of Krishna. If you chant the holy name carefully and incessantly, even if your chanting is full of offenses, namabhasa, Lord Hari shall mercifully grant you the realization of your true spiritual self, Swarup. Lord Krishna is the master of all, Shiva and other demigods are his parts and parcels. Know for certain that Lord Krishna is the master of all, Shiva and all the other demigods are his parts and parcels. The name, form, qualities, etc. of these demigods are the transformation of Lord Krishna's energy. All the scriptures sing that if you realize that Lord Shiva and Vishnu are non-different in this sense, Shiva's name, form, qualities, etc. are a manifestation of Vishnu's energy, then you shall understand the truth. With utmost care, avoid the offense of thinking that Lord Vishnu and Shiva are different, they are qualitatively the same. Only then, by the mercy of the spiritual master, will you be able to serve the holy name. Disrespecting the spiritual master.
Mahaprabhu quotes Sanat Kumara. Guru Ravagyasruti. Shastra. Nindanam. Tathatavado Harinamni Kalpanam. Namno Baldyasya hi Papa. Buddhir. Na vidhyate tasya yaramairahi suddhiha. Mahaprabhu paraphrases Sanat Kumara's words.
The spiritual master is one who has mercifully revealed Lord Hari to us and has introduced us to the chanting of the holy name of Lord Hari. He is a great personality and our worshipable master. If we disrespect him, then we offend the holy name. Only a foolish clown would judge and consider his spiritual master, who has initiated him into chanting of the Lord's holy name, to be belonging to a low class, devoid of material education or to be uninitiated. Disrespecting the Vedic literatures. The Sruti scriptures, a portion of the Vedic literatures comprising that which has been heard and passed down through generations of disciplic successions, reveal the transcendental truth about the Lord's holy name and propagate its glories throughout the world. One who shows discourtesy to such Vedic scriptures and instead glorifies the lesser paths of fruitive activities, as described in the Karma Kanda section of the Vedas, offends the Sruti scriptures, which also amounts to Nama, aparad or an offense against the holy name of the Lord. This is announced in all Vedic scriptures. Considering the glories of the holy name to be imaginary. The holy name of the Lord is an eternal wealth, which is forever spiritual and unfathomable. Holding the holy name to be imaginary is a grievous offense. Desiring to sin on the strength of the holy name. One whose heart is infested with a desire to sin on the strength of chanting the holy name of the Lord, is miserable. Interpreting the holy name. The temporal results gained by treading the path of fruitive activities, karma marg, as attractively presented in the Vedas, are true. However, the results achieved by one who takes to the path of devotion are eternal. There is no end to the glories of the transcendental holy name of the Lord. Those who assign mundane interpretations to it, holding its glories to be exaggerations, are foolish. By carefully avoiding these five offenses, and by executing sincere devotional practice, you can attain the grace of the holy name. All pious activities are material.
Mahaprabhu quotes Sanat Kumar. Dharma, Vrat, Tyag, Hutadi, Sarva, Shubha, Kriya, Samyam, Api Pramadaha, Ashradhadhane Vimukhipi Ashringvati, Yashchopade Sahasiva, Namana Parathaha. Mahaprabhu paraphrases Sanat Kumara's words.
The regulations of Varna Ashram, class and social order, the dark rituals that are to be performed on the new moon or the full moon days, the practices of accepting sannyasa, renunciation, shaving your head or carrying the sannyasa rod, acts of performing sacrifices either daily or periodically, the eightfold or sixfold practices of yoga, and all such pious activities specified in the Vedic scriptures are all mundane. These pious activities are a means to pursue the ultimate goal, devotion unto Krishna. If divorced from their ultimate objective, these actions are nothing but material. Holy name is both the means and the goal. The holy name is a completely transcendental spiritual activity. In the initial stages of practice, chanting the holy name is the means, upayatattva, to achieve the ultimate goal. However, in the perfectional stage, the holy name becomes the principal engagement, upayasara. Therefore, the holy name of the Lord is pure and spiritual. It is never equivalent to mundane means or fruitive activities. If one deems that the holy name of the Lord is analogous to fruitive activities or speculative knowledge, then he commits a grave offense against the holy name. Instructing the faithless about the holy name. Instructing about the holy name to those who lack sufficient piety and have no faith upon the holy name, is an offense against the holy name. Oh, brother, carefully avoid these two offenses by the mercy of a bona fide spiritual master and thereby attain the treasure of the holy name.
Mahaprabhu quotes Sanat Kumar. Sritvapi Nama. Mahatmiyamya Priti. Rahitodhamaha. Aham. Mamari. Paramonamni Sopi Aprad. K.R.T.
Lord Chaitanya paraphrases Sanat Kumara's words. Despite hearing the glories of the holy name from the Vedic scriptures, some people do not develop any love for chanting the holy name. Being saturated with false ego in their body, they consider themselves to be all in all, and thirst for material gains, adoration, and distinction. They cannot stop themselves from engaging in sinful activities and yet they do not try to chant the holy name of the Lord sincerely. They have no interest in associating with saintly people and only seek pleasure from sinful activities. They abandon their conscience and the notion of detachment. Such people never develop a taste for chanting the holy name of Krishna and are debarred from joining Krishna's family. These are the 10 offenses against the holy name. They obstruct one from taking its complete shelter and destroys one's spiritual fortune.
Sanat Kumara said, Sarvaparadha, Kadapamuchate Harishmashreyah. Hair Apyaparadhan Yakuryadvipada. Pansanah. Namashrayah Kadachit Siyat. Tarati. Esasanamatah. Namanuhi Sarva. Suhradohaya Paradhat Patatiada. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu paraphrases.
By taking shelter of Supreme Lord Sri Hari, a living entity is delivered of his sins, pains, and offenses. Those who discard the family of Kali, Yug, and sincerely connect with Krishna's family of devotees, commit no offenses. The sins accrued by the living entity throughout his past lives are all destroyed when he accepts initiation into Lord Hari's service. When a living entity surrenders himself unto Krishna without any reservations, the Lord nullifies all of his previous sins. He does not need to perform any atonement. All the scriptures declare that spiritual initiation alone destroys all of one's sins. When one honestly and sincerely takes shelter of the Supreme Lord, all of one's offenses become nullified. He no longer feels any inclination towards any sins or sufferings and he gets freed from the cycle of piety and impiety. He wins over Maya or the illusory potency of the Supreme Lord. Offenses in devotional service. But even then, after accepting initiation, he sometimes commits offenses while executing devotional service,
seva, aprad.
This hinders his devotional pursuits. But when he takes shelter of the holy name in the association of sadhus,
Vaishnavas, his seva, aprad,
offenses while executing devotional service, gets nullified. When he receives the mercy of the holy name, the living entity becomes thoroughly purified. He can then approach Krishna and be engaged in his pure devotional service. Offenses unto the holy name must always be avoided. But if a living entity commits nama,
aprad,
offenses unto the holy name, then he certainly falls from grace and loses his spiritual course. The holy name is a friend of every living entity. However, offenses against it cannot be counteracted by any means and serve as obstacles in one's spiritual life. Hence one should very carefully avoid nama,
aprad,
offenses against the holy name. In this way, the living entity can attain all perfection and reach the lotus feet of Sri Hari.
Sri Sanat Kumar said, Evam Narada Sankarena Kripaya Mahyang Muninang Parang. Proktang nama sukhavaham bhagavato varjam sadayatnatah. Yegyatvapi na varjayanti sahasanam naparadhan dasa. Kridhamataram api vaya bhojna. Parakhidyanti te balvat. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu paraphrases.
I, Sanat Kumara, had previously inquired from Shankara, Shiva, in Shivloka, abode of Shiva, about the offenses against the holy name. There on Mount Kailasa, seated amidst numerous sages, Lord Shiva mercifully advised me. The holy name of the Supreme Lord,
Krishna, brings happiness for all living entities. Offenses unto the holy name of the Lord, however, is the source of all inauspiciousness. Anyone who desires to attain auspiciousness must always carefully shun nama, apradh, offenses against the holy name of Lord Hari. You should very humbly approach sadhus, saints, guru, spiritual master, and submissively study about the 10 offenses against the holy name from them. Understanding these offenses, carefully shun them, you shall then be able to quickly attain divine love for Lord Hari's holy name. One who chants the holy name without avoiding these offenses is promptly seized by the 10 offenses. One who knows about the offenses against the holy name but is reluctant to shun them, is a fool who suffers perpetually. A child who doesn't eat being angry with his mother always suffers due to a lack of nourishment. Similarly, one who chants the holy name, without avoiding the 10 offenses, is a fool who tosses his own good fortune. Shri Sanat Kumara said, Apradhve mukto hi namni jhaptang sadachara. Nam naivatava devarse sarvang satsyati nanyantha. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu paraphrases. Sanat Kumara said, to Narada Muni, O best among the sages, always chant the holy name of Lord Hari without offenses. No other means of salvation are necessary other than chanting the holy name of the Lord. The holy name can award you with all perfections, O Narada. Shri Narada Muni said. Shri Narada Vacha. Sanat. Kumara Priya Sahasanam. Viveka Vairagya Vivrajitanam. Deha. Priyartami. Apparayananam. Uktaparadha Prabhavanti Nokattam. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu paraphrases. Narada said, O Sanat Kumara. You have achieved all perfections in your devotional service unto Lord Hari. It is for this reason you were able to reveal so easily the hidden truths about the holy name. We, the practitioners, are always afraid of committing errors. So please explain how we can carefully avoid committing offenses. Material objects act as our friend and it is on their strength that Maya binds all of our actions in her ropes. Our conscience is without any trace of renunciation and our body has become our dearest friend. We are always busy accumulating material wealth. Please explain how the practitioners can prevent these 10 offenses from arising in our hearts. Shri Sanat Kumara replied. Shri Sanat Kumara Uvacha. Jatenam naparade tu pramade vai kathanchana. Sada sankirtaya nama tad. Eka. Sharnu bhavet. Nam naparadha yuktanam namani eva harantiyagam. Avishranta. Prayuktanitani vartakarani cha. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu paraphrases. The moment one takes shelter of the holy name, one is freed from nama, apradh, offenses unto the holy name. Still, if he commits offenses unto the name again out of negligence, then those offenses shall hinder his progress in bhakti, the practice of devotion. When offenses are committed out of negligence, you should chant the holy name of the Lord at every moment and you should surrender unto the holy name with even greater resolve. On the strength of your intense and continuous chanting, you shall be delivered from your offenses. Chanting of the holy name is the only means. Only the holy name of the Lord can destroy offenses committed against the holy name, nama, apradh. Nothing else has the power to do so. O Narada, let me reveal to you the essential truth about this subject which is widely sung in the Vedic scriptures. Shri Sanat Kumara said, Namai kamya sivechi smarana, patha, ghatam srotra, mulam ghatam uva, suddham vasudha, varnam vyavahita, rahi tamata rayatyeva satyam, tachideha, dravina, yanata, lobha, pasanda, madhye. Niksiptam si onnaphal, jankam sigrame vatra vipra. Shri Chaitanya paraphrases. When the holy name of Krishna, which is the abode of all good qualities, is either uttered, remembered, or heard even once, and if the invocation of the holy name is without vyavahita, then the holy name delivers the invoker immediately. The word Vyavahita has two meanings in this context. Either the holy name is obfuscated when the syllables comprising the holy name are chanted too far apart from each other, or else the holy name is invoked in ignorance and it hence appears to the invoker only in a mundane form. Knowing that the holy name and the possessor of the name are non-different destroys this ignorance. When the holy name is invoked without Vyavahita, it manifests itself in its pure form. There is no consideration of mistakes concerning the proper and improper pronunciation of the name's letters. Krishna has invested all of his powers in his transcendental holy name. There is no consideration of proper time or cleanliness when it comes to chanting his holy name. So chant the holy name of the Lord at all times and under all conditions. You shall attain all good fortune and it shall drive away all of your inauspiciousness. Chant the holy name rejecting all mundane associations. Chanting the holy name of the Lord, accompanied by mundane attachments, does not always deliver auspicious results quickly. Due to being attached to body, wealth, followers, greed, or sinful companions, the fault of Vyavahita, explained previously, arises when the holy name is chanted, thereby pushing the living entity into a terrible dilemma. Therefore, the first move is to reject all mundane associations. Taking absolute shelter of the holy name, one should solely serve the holy name. By the mercy of the holy name, you shall be free from being negligent. The offenses shall go far away and you shall attain all good fortune. Being free from offenses, chant the holy name of Lord Krishna. Then the holy name of the Lord, bestowing divine love, shall reside within your heart. The symptoms of an offender of the name is his deceitfulness. Carefully reject such association and take shelter of the Lord's holy name. Sri Sanat Kumara concluded. Idam rahasyam paromam puranarda sankarat. Sritam sarvasubha. Haram. Aparad. Nivarakam. Vidurvishv. Abhidhanam yahi aparadha. Paranarah. Tesham. API Bhaven Muktiha Pathanat Evenarda. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu paraphrases. Sanat Kumara said, O best of the sages! Previously Shankara, Shiva, being merciful, revealed this mystery of the holy name unto me, which destroys all inauspiciousness and nullifies the offenses. An offender who chants the holy name of Vishnu after understanding the truth about the holy name shall at once attain liberation. I confirm this. Preaching the mystery of the holy name. Lord Chaitanya continued. O Swarup Damodara and Ramananda Raya, you must carefully preach the collection of these hidden truths about the holy name of the Lord. There are no other means of salvation for the conditioned living entities in this age of Kali. These hidden truths about the holy name shall enable them to cross over the ocean of material existence. The same truth that I had previously described in my six sastaka has now been shown to you again in Vyasa Deva's words, in these above verses. All of you must carefully preach the collection of these hidden truths concerning the holy name, discuss them and chant the holy name in that mood.